The Holy See has called for a moratorium on the use of lethal cluster bombs, urging nations to agree on an international treaty to restrict their production and use. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva, said the use of cluster munitions during the recent war in Lebanon has caused a major humanitarian tragedy. The Archbishop made his appeal during a recent meeting in Geneva on the issue of inhumane weapons. Cluster bombs work by releasing on impact a large number of smaller explosive devices. These submunitions, as they're called, can perforate armoured vehicles with their explosives and wound or kill people with their shrapnel. UN experts say up to half the cluster bombs dropped by Israel on Lebanon during the recent war had failed to explode, and mine clearance experts have so far found more than 100,000 unexploded bomblets at hundreds of separate sites. Dozens of people in southern Lebanon have already been killed or injured by these weapons since the war ended in mid-August, many of them children, since the cluster bombs are often brightly coloured, encouraging children to pick them up. Archbishop Tomasi stressed that action must be taken fast to stop this indiscriminate use of weapons which cause a disproportionate level of damage to innocent civilians. I caught up with him after the meeting to find out what kind of reaction he'd had to this appeal.
The reaction has been positive on the part of many countries, I would say, even though there is, of course, a strong reservation on the part of three or four countries who consider these weapons still legitimate weapons for defense or in time of war. My feeling is that there is a stronger group of countries that are moving in the direction of ending or finding a way to control and end this type of munition because of the consequences that are so terrible. For the last 60 years or so, fragmentation bombs have been used, but now it's clear that there are some ethical implications and a distinction needs to be made on the consequences of these bombs for military purposes and for the damage that is done to the civilian population. When they explode, these bombs spread over 1 kilometer of space, and so military objectives are not necessarily the only point of attack of these bombs, but the population that lives or other civilian structures that are present are damaged without any distinction. And then also, I think there is a principle of proportionality. You know, you use these bombs against a village or against a street in a town, and you don't know if you really reach your objective, a military objective, or if you just destroy human lives and buildings that have nothing to do with the immediate military objective. So because of this kind of approach, the Holy See felt that something needed to be said. And the concrete example has been what we have seen and witnessed in the last two or three days of the war against Lebanon, where really literally about 100,000 fragmentation bombs have been dropped in southern Lebanon. And we know that 95% of the victims of these munitions are civilians, and of these 69% are children. So there are immediate consequences of damage to innocent people. And then there are long-range consequences because displaced people cannot return back to their homes or villages because of the presence of these munitions unexploded. And many of them, a high percentage of these bomblets, don't explode right away. So they remain there in houses, in neighbors, people going to collect the woods in some places in Africa, or people moving back to their house in Lebanon, all of a sudden are victim of unexploded bomblets. So this calls for some kind of action on the part of the international community, and this is why this time and a few months ago, we came back to this topic of calling for some kind of a moratorium in the use of these munitions, and then above all to start a serious discussion to arrive at an agreement to abolish them.
As you say, you're clearly seeing this from the perspective of the victims, the innocent civilian victims. You're clearly seeing it as a moral and an ethical issue rather than just a political issue about defense weapons, as many people would like to see them. Are you getting through that this is really an issue of moral concern and that people should be able to see it that way?
Well, I think there is an interesting twist in this discussion that is going on in the international community. An ambassador told me a few days ago, well, he said, your intervention was very good, but in the past, we thought that there was only a moral argument for banning the use of these munitions. But now the evidence is surfacing that you are right also from a humanitarian and a simple military point of view. Because of the indiscriminate consequences of the damage that is done. So I think slowly a lot of thoughtful people representing governments and people in capitals are beginning to understand that this way of making war, this indiscriminate use of munitions, fragmentation bombs, is not wise. It doesn't pay off in the long run.
You said at the beginning, though, that there are several countries that are very resistant to this change in public opinion. We've just seen the US Senate rejecting moves to stop the use of these cluster bombs. There are, of course, large financial interests at stake as well, aren't there? What is your message to these producing countries?
I think we need always to keep in mind that there are legitimate arguments for defending one's country. But that is to be placed in the context of the consequences of the means that are used. And if the United States or Russia or China argue that these are legitimate weapons of defense, the counter-argument is to show the consequences, as I mentioned before, that most of the victims, 95% of the victims, are civilians. And in a very high percentage, over half of these victims are children. So we have to put on the balance these realities with the argument that these fragmentation bombs can be used for military purpose. I think there is too much of a disproportion to allow the continuation of the use of these weapons. And there is another interesting point to be made that, in fact, you know, in the past, all kind of munitions were considered legitimate and necessary for military purposes. But now we know that the international community has banned some of these arms, chemical weapons, biological weapons, incendiary bombs, laser bombs or laser. So we should not be discouraged by the fact that now some of these fragmentation bombs are said to be legitimate, because all arms before were considered legitimate, and it's a slow process that involves the international community in eliminating these weapons that do so much damage to civilian people. Of course, in the long run, the argument is that we should have peace and not war. And so all these weapons will be, we wouldn't need to discuss these weapons. But even in the present reality, and trying to be as realistic as possible, there is an excessive damage done by cluster munitions that require some kind of action.
My thanks there to Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva.